Would Patrick Hulsey vote to raise $15 million in property taxes to bail out Washington County Regional Medical Center?
That's a large amount of money.
Hulsey has a cell phone as he waits for an x-ray in Washington County Regional. He struggles with the question, weighing higher taxes with the convenience of the local hospital.
I've heard from everybody they need this hospital. And if you ain't got a hospital in Sandersville, you gotta go all the way to Dublin to get a hospital.
So we just, in the last 4 years, just sort of lost our way.
That's Jim Kroom, chairman of the Washington County Regional Hospital Authority. Kroom has to explain to Hulsey and other voters what happened to hospital finances.
First thing we point out is we have probably $8 million in debt that doesn't go away.
The debt comes from bad choices by the previous management and a drop in the number of patients from the county and surrounding communities. Kroom says fewer people have used the front door of the hospital, its emergency room.
If your emergency department is not working well, if your numbers are down there, it's going to have a huge effect on the admissions in the hospital itself.
Kroom then turns to the economic loss of 300 jobs should the hospital close. And there's more to that economic argument.
I'm Charles Lee. I'm Executive Director of the Development Authority of Washington County in Sandersville. If we do not maintain our hospital and the health care services that are attendant to that, then I may as well close my door to economic development.
Since 2010, five hospitals in rural Georgia have closed. Why? Rural hospitals strain to adjust to health care changes like those that came with the Affordable Care Act. Charles Owens is a professor of health policy at Georgia Southern University, specializing in rural health care. Owens says one trial to overcome is an unhealthy population.
We're known for our poor health outcomes and our poor lifestyle choices. You know, we have higher incidence of smoking and obesity, and it creates an environment where we have a population that's higher in diabetes, higher in hypertension, cardiovascular disease, and providing care to those patients is challenging.
State government has tried to address rural health care's plight. Governor Nathan Deal set up a task force. Lawmakers have proposed tax breaks for rural health institutions, and some have argued for Medicaid expansion because of rural health care's troubles. But the Washington County Regional Authority has taken matters into its own hands. The authority works more closely with the county government and may contract with Augusta University for management help. The key, though, is the $15 million bond backed by property taxes. Washington County Attorney Tom Rawlings knows the community has already approved special taxes for new schools and a new jail.
A number of people say, well, we've already done these things, and now we're adding to that, you know, more tax. But I think when people realize that it's not a question of a want, it's a question of a real necessity for this county to have health care here, because the option is simply unthinkable.
Public support, however, must go beyond taxes. When people in Washington and surrounding counties need health care, more of them are going to have to go back to the Washington County Hospital. In other words, they need to go local. For GPB News, I'm Michael Caputo in Sandersville.